Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, 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 one and all, to another after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We got the challenge for you tonight, episode 9. You guys are definitely going to stick around tonight because we've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got our Shut Up Josh moment of the night. We've got two conspiracies for me, and we also have a game if we have time. It's going to be a blast. How are y'all doing, guys?
So good, man.
Okay, okay.
We're rocking.
Yes.
Benny, ladies? Are you sure you're good? How is Benny good? You went through a heartbreak roller coaster tonight.
I'm trying not to think about it, Jenna.
I know.
Had a little bit of tears earlier, but you know, I'll pull through.
Your queen has been dethroned, but we're going to get into all that. The first thing I want to talk about, guys, is at the beginning of the episode, we have Dee talking to Rogan. And to me, I was like, oh my God, finally, I actually like something that Dee is doing this season. She says that she wants to go after Jenny and that if she has to, she'll eliminate her herself because she doesn't want to have to face her in a final. And now this is, Benny, what I was talking about. This is a boss move. However, none of it happened. But I was loving it for that moment. Guys, thoughts on that?
Dan, I'm shocked because when I was watching this, I for sure thought you were going to like rag on her for doing that. So for her thinking that. Because when I was watching, I was the same way. I was like, that's a smart move. It doesn't put her in the best light, but at the same time, it's a game and you have to remember that.
I like that move too. I just wish she wouldn't trust Rogan. Like, it would have worked out in her favor. Clearly, as we see later, you know, Jenny was kind of hip to the plan and giving her, they were giving each other a side eye and there was tension there. And you don't want Jenny coming after you if she comes back, which she very likely would have. So I get not doing the move, but I just wish she did not trust Rogan. What is she going to have to do for Dee to like not trust him?
Yeah, I thought the same thing because that's your number one guy. And sure, it comes down to eliminating a girl because you're a female athlete and Jenny's a female competitor as well. But if you're telling your number one guy what you're going to do to your number one girl, I mean, Rogan said it like, okay, so you're going to break a promise to your number one girl. Why the hell are you telling me this? Because now I can expect it from you to do to me if given the opportunity. But
yeah.
D seems to be romantically invested with Rogan as well. So the likelihood of her doing that might not be as high as to Jenny. Even if it's a power move, and like we said, you make power moves, there's no being shady in the game, but I do think it is shady. I totally think it shows that kind of snake side to Dee that a lot of people are saying she is like this season, and she's kind of not really one to be trusted. And I think that for two reasons, you shouldn't go behind Jenny's back in this situation if I were Dee. One, because, you know, Jenny is very genuine and she will have your back. I don't think that she would ever betray her number one, like a Bananas and Wes situation. I think they're more likely to go behind each other's back and betray one another. And also, it's a really tough task to one, take out Jenny yourself or put a target on your back from Jenny, kind of like what you said, Pam. I mean, if it was anybody else, but it's Jenny you're throwing in there. So she's probably going to come back 9.9 out of 10 times.
If she follows through with it, though, and actually just at least tries to take Jenny out, I can at least give her the respect and say, hey, at least she wasn't just all talk this season. She went and did that. And I also just need her to stop talking to Rogan. I just need that to be over. I don't want to see scenes with them together. He went behind her back and, like, ran right over to Jenny and said, oh, Dee's going to try to send you in somehow. Like, Rogan, like, why?
But
when is she going to get it that Rogan is no good for her?
Dan, do you think that was a smart move for Rogan? Because I think that was a smart move for Rogan also. Because like I said before, it's a game and you have to play it. And Rogan saw an opportunity where he's like, you know, this is, one of you said it, this is my number one saying she's going to go after her other number one. So I need to protect myself also.
Rogan's doing it for multiple reasons, though.
Yeah.
He's doing it because he wants her to go home so he can have his fun again. He's like, when Dee's here, I have no fun. And second, he does realize that Jenny is a better, in theory, a stronger competitor than Dee. And he's like, well, who do I want to keep around? Someone that doesn't let me have fun and is a weaker competitor, or my number one, Jenny, who's a better competitor and she lets me go hook up with anyone I want. So there you go.
Yeah, I think his real motive is Dee being cockblock.
Yeah.
Right?
And,
exactly.
And cry me a river for Rogan. I have no sympathy for him. He screwed, tried to screw over Dee last season when he was lying to her romantically and game-wise. Like, you're my number one. He tried to get her sent home. So
yeah.
She's not even trying to do anything to him. Like, she's just, you know, I don't know. Rogan's,
I think,
you know.
Yeah, Dee's move seems smart on paper on the surface, but it's also very risky because it is Jenny. So it could backfire. So I don't know if it is smart. It's a gamble.
We see Dee in a hall brawl in like a future thing, like a future clip. So maybe it's against Jenny, and I hope that it is. But we
dope would that be?
So dope, Benny. Let's get into this. right before the challenge tonight, they send Big T home. Now, they make Big T wobble her poor ass all the way onto this field just to have her wobble all the way off. That was my only thought of it. I was like, can't you just like let her just do it in the house? Like, send her home from the house. Why did she have to go out to a field to do it?
So true. Like, you couldn't get the girl like a golf cart or a wheelchair.
Yeah, right,
they have those.
And you knew they were sending, you knew you were going to send her home, producers, but you made her go down in crutches downstairs.
Yeah.
Sliver.
Way to look out.
I'm just wondering,
I felt
why
bad for her.
Aren't they telling us what happened? I mean, if her injury is bad enough, she has to go home. They didn't go into depth or about exactly what her injury was.
Well, she just stabbed it on a chair.
She like split it open. She split her toe open or something like that.
On a chair or something, I think, on that wooden chair. I don't know.
She cut her toe.
Bad.
That's all.
Guys, apparently there was like stuff we didn't see that happened that caused her to like go all out that night, like super drunk.
Oh, but I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
It was something about someone said that Maddie wanted to fight her, or Big T wanted to fight Maddie, one of the two, and that's how it all started. They never showed it.
Why the heck would they not show that? Come on.
Yeah.
Some grade A entertainment.
They need your 2-hour episodes that you want, Jenna. Then they
I know, seriously.
Seriously.
Oh my God. These hour and a half episodes are a lot to take in.
They can't keep Big T around. What are they going to do? Say, oh, yeah, your toe is, like, still open a little bit, but jump in this sewer water now. We'll see if it doesn't get infected. They have to send her home. I mean, no matter
what.
That's
true. Yeah, this wouldn't have been a challenge to compete in. My thing is, if they were going to send her home, why did they still do a double elimination? One girl left. They already got two girls out of the house.
That's the plan. Right. They didn't have to. Because in some seasons, you're right, Jenna, they've just said, oh, no guy elimination this week. We had to send home this dude for fighting or something like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. They're moving it along. Tunnel Rats is the name of the challenge. Double female elimination. We get our first full-on swimming challenge of the season, which I get to say, oh, it's cold water, but you're in a wetsuit with shoes on. So how cold is it really, guys? I mean, that's me, but I wasn't there. So that's just me being me because I grew up on a lake. I thought it was a cool location. Cool way to start the challenge, dropping in. Everything else was a basic swimming and puzzle, though. Like, if I'm being honest, it wasn't that great.
It was hard to follow along, too. Like, watching them drop was neat, but then it was like, you couldn't see. It was underground, and it was a bunch of people. And I was like, who's on what teams? They did that really quickly, too. They were like, here's the teams.
Right.
They didn't give us, like, the list. And then they just had head bobbing underwater. So it wasn't super fun to watch, but it seemed like a cool challenge. I didn't love it until they got out and did the puzzle part, because I couldn't see who was doing what and what was happening.
I actually liked it. I thought it was really cool when you got to like see them like dropping all the way down into the water. I don't think it was like real sewer water. I don't think they would actually do that to them. But I thought it was pretty cool. It would be something that I would like to do to see if I could actually do it.
They should have put some New York City rats, some subway rats in the sewers. Make it realistic. Make it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved when they went through the description and they called it tunnel rats. I was like, ooh, I love this. I don't know why I thought it was going to be so fun. I think that drop was probably really daunting for them, for the competitors, to not know how deep it is and not really know what you're getting yourself into. But yeah, watching it, it wasn't super entertaining or fascinating. It just became very quickly fast forward through the swimming and then into the puzzle, which was so many cooks in the kitchen. It was just like everybody trying to get their hands on the puzzle and yelling at each other. So it wasn't, I mean, a super fascinating.
Here's my one. Here's my one interesting take on it. Now, so Swaggy C drops in. He gets what's called a safety DQ. He's disqualified. But then when they come out of the sewer, he's clearly shown helping with the puzzle. Why was he allowed to help with the puzzle is my question, because every other DQ in a challenge, you're out for the rest of that thing. So I was just really
safety,
confused.
It's a safety DQ. Right. His life is on the part? Line.
Yeah. The word DQ is in there. He should be disqualified for the rest of that challenge. Personally, that's me.
Do you guys have any conspiracies that was he trying to throw it because Bailey wasn't on his team and it was a girls' day and he wants Bailey to be on the winning team?
I that love is it. That's a, not that's one of my deep, conspiracies. Yeah, that's a deep but I, love
I didn't
it.
Think about that. That's interesting.
Do we know if Swaggy, like, have we ever seen or has he mentioned swimming before? Like, is he scared of swimming? Is he not good at swimming? Or
he go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, he's just not a good swimmer, which threw me into the whole thing of like, well, you're a rookie going on to the challenge. You should know that they do a lot of swimming and maybe practice swimming.
Right.
But then again, Nelson practiced swimming and he should really fire his swim instructor because I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Anissa mentioned that the medic was right there to save Swaggy. Like, did he fall weird? We need more info on Swaggy's because it's like, you're cold. I get it. But what's wrong? You're not going to sink. You're not going to, you have a life jacket on.
Okay. I think he panicked when he fell. The water's super cold. This is something he's never done before. I think it just like took over him and he panicked and that's what happened. Because he had a life vest on, so he's not going to drown, right?
You can lie there with your head up.
So I think he just panicked and, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I'll jump on the conspiracy thing. Definitely withheld too much information. Sorry, Dan.
No, I'm jumping over everyone. I'm going to jump on your conspiracy thing, Jenna, and say because Josh was on his team and he knows that Josh called him out last episode that he threw it so Josh couldn't try to do anything in the tribunal and mess up Bailey's thing.
Oh, I like that.
I'm just jumping on with you.
Oh,
yeah.
If so, like, I'm not mad at Swaggy for it. I think it would be a good move. Him and Josh obviously don't get along. They're on a team together. Why not sabotage his own team? If it's not a guy's day, he doesn't need to be in the tribunal. And Bailey's going to be good. And she ended up winning anyway. I think if that was the case, he should. I mean, not that he wants to show his cards, but he could totally stay in and own it.
He's helping with that puzzle at the end. Was he really helping or was he messing it up?
Baby.
More conspiracy.
Yeah, baby.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I feel like his ego, I don't think he's someone like maybe like akin to a Jordan where their ego doesn't let them throw things often. And if he did, he would do it in like an obvious way. So
him and Bailey will do anything for each other. Bailey jumps in and does stuff too for him.
Yeah.
So.
It's a theory. I'm not necessarily super on board with it, but you know. But again, I'm glad Melissa has given birth to a healthy baby because I was like, Melissa,
so
if you knew you were pregnant, like jumping into freezing water, that's what I was like, oh my God, that's scary.
Yeah.
That girl's a beast.
Yeah.
Pure
beast. Do you
guys
know if she's come out saying anything, if she was experiencing, I know she says that she didn't know she was pregnant, but was she experiencing any hormones? I mean,
She said she knew she had gained weight during the show, but she didn't think anything of it. She had like no clue, like whatsoever.
And if it's that early, like the first 6 weeks, or you know, really, if she got pregnant right before she went, I feel like you wouldn't necessarily know.
I mean, if she was throwing up though, having morning sickness or anything, I mean, to me, now that I know,
she probably wasn't having that then.
Pretty obvious to me that she's pregnant, if you know what I mean.
Did anybody
else see how like colossal her chest is?
Tatas? Oh. I didn't actually.
That would be something I should notice. I'm shocked that
I did you not notice. I was like, girl. Yes.
But she's always had, well, I don't know.
Like, if you don't know, now you should know.
Yeah. Well, she looks a wee bit heavier than we're used to seeing her, like fuller in the face and stuff, which now we know is, you know, she was pregnant. But I didn't notice her tatas, but I didn't see them tonight.
Tatas. Oh, they were out. They were out to play.
Well, according to our conspiracy, thanks to Swaggy C, Bailey wins with Nani D, Corey, and Wes. They form the tribunal. They get to select four women to interrogate. And I honestly think, like, winning these challenges is actually more important than we think, because being in the tribunal is huge, because then you get to decide that night if you're like, that's not the right one for me. That's not the right elimination for me. You get to decide it. So I just think that it is actually important to get into the tribunal this season, like it usually is. So,
I think that's the best way to go about it. You want to win the dailies. You want to be in the tribunal because you want to be able to pick if you can go in. So Nani's lucky she's gotten two in a row. But it is interesting that the course of the game is changing, where the people in the tribunal aren't really being the ones who are volunteering, which you think that that's why you'd want to get into the tribunal. Of course, you have that option. But it seems like the people who are kind of the leftovers, they either have to volunteer or like duck it, which is interesting because everybody has to go in. But it seems like the theme is nobody wants to go in until they feel like it's maybe their last hope or they're in the tribunal.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the volunteers, the two people that volunteered during nominations, Casey and Anissa, both won tonight. So that's something to think about when all these people are playing these scared games of like, no, I'm going to keep waiting. And they put themselves on the line and won. So.
I have a prediction, sort of, that's in with the elimination. I think that there's going to be a no red skull purge soon. That somehow, because TJ sort of teased tonight, like, if you don't have a red skull, you better get one soon. So I think there's going to be some sort of blowback to the people that have not yet seen an elimination.
Well, what do they do? They usually do this, like, a lot of seasons. I forgot, a purge.
A purge.
Where, maybe it'll be, like, a purge for the people who don't have red skulls.
Right. Like, a super elimination or something.
Yeah.
And the people that win will get red skulls and the other people will go home.
Yeah.
Something like that must be coming up, because exactly what we're saying with the people playing a scared game. They were teasing that a lot in the previews. Like, if this is a game for people that want to be here, that want to compete, not that want to go week to week. So I think we're going to see something like that pretty soon.
It was good of Anissa and Casey to both volunteer, because you have other people like Melissa or Maddie who are not stepping up to the plate like that. But at the same time, there wasn't really going to be a lot of options in this one. It's like, you know, only one name was going to be safe at the end of everything, whether it was the house vote or the tribunal doing the interrogation. So do you think it's almost like, okay, might as well, at least it's like my choice.
Yeah. And was it Maddie was that one person. That
Maddie was
safe.
The only safe girl. Okay. Right. Completely safe. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was just going to move on to we have a quick Jenna and Zach phone call, but I want to save it for the bar scene. So we're going to go into the bar scene now. And in that bar scene, the first thing we see is Jenna and Bananas talking. And Jenna's like, no, I want to stay. I want to stay, but my relationship might be over. I might not have a house to go, like, to live in. She's saying all this stuff to Bananas. So I just want to get your thoughts on just Jenna and her mindset, because I have a conspiracy about Jenna next, but I kind of want you guys to get your thoughts on her first, so I don't change your mind, because these conspiracies are amazing, I'm sure, you know.
Whoa, if I'd known that before. So honestly, with Jenna, I'm over it. I wish she would break up with Zach, blah blah blah, broken record, I can't say it anymore.
Okay,
this was Jenna's season, and it's so frustrating, because she could have made it to the final if she just didn't really complain as much about
Zach. Because that's why people put her in.
Right.
Yeah, even Nani, her best friend, was like, I can't, I'm done with Jenna talking her off the ledge every day. Like, that's how I feel, and I don't know her.
This was a season where she had the majority of her friends on the show with her, and she had a red school already, and people kept telling her she's in a really good position. Like, she would have made it all the way to the final. Like, I strongly think that she could have won this game if she would have put the Zach drama behind her.
And Benny, that's a great conspiracy that you're saying right there too. That's a great conspiracy.
I'm definitely not team Zach at all, but to play devil's advocate, I mean, that is her life outside of the show. And yes, there's $1 million and she kind of had that pathway to the final. So I think she should have taken it. But that being like her complete mental and emotional state, like what else is she supposed to do? I mean,
right.
She, I guess, has to kind of vent to somebody. I think there's nothing more that Jenna wants in her life than to be with Zach. So right. Just, okay. That's what her priority is. And that's just
so then
it,
that
you
works.
Know?
That goes with my conspiracy then. I think that Jenna honestly really wanted to go home 100%, but she can't say that to the cameras because it's going to affect her challenge image. And this is how she really makes a lot of her money in theory by getting brought back every season because she's such a Barbie beast. And that's not a Barbie beast mode to be sending yourself home for a boy. So that's where
Dan,
I'm gonna
add on to your conspiracy. So Twitter ruined it for me months ago that Jenna was sent home by Anissa. But they were saying that there were rumors that she did throw it. So I was hearing that she threw the challenge before the show started. Obviously, this is from other cast members, but I don't know if I believe it. After
she only lost by seven.
After seeing that challenge, she didn't like just do whatever. She put her all into that. So I don't think she threw it.
I don't think she threw it either.
I think she's happy that she went home to see Zach, but I don't think she threw it.
I don't think she threw it either. I think she's going to try her best, but she did not care about the outcome. I don't think she cared if she stayed or went.
Love Jenna's defense also of herself. I did feel for her in the bar scene when she was saying, it sucks that I can't vent to my friends without it being game. Like that I can't say to my best friend, oh, I'm concerned about my relationship without it being like, oh, you're checked out. I get that and I feel bad for her. That I didn't love her pitch, which was, I'm going to complain. I just complain. That's my personality. That's what I do. It's like, Jenna, you know what? Go home to Zach already. Bye. I'm sick. I'm done with Jenna. This was my season to be won over by her without Zach. And Zach has still managed to make me hate her this season.
I just obviously
hate her, Pam.
Hate is very overly dramatic.
Jenna?
Because stop, Jenna, stop.
She's
like,
doing
you can
it
only
to
feel,
herself.
You're doing at this point, yeah, like, I want to be here, but I love Zach. It's like, just enough. And don't, you and Zach, just stay home, both of you.
Yeah. Pick a side. Stop sitting on the fence. That's
yeah, exactly. You're in or you're out, Jenna. And she was.
Well, it's going to be interesting how they've been doing it for seasons. So they usually like switch off. So it's if they do keep on doing what they've been doing, we should be seeing Zach next season and not Jenna. So it should be interesting to see Zach's storyline.
They're
going
to bring
go
a
ahead and
with
say,
both.
I find Zach season. More, this is going to be a bold statement, but I find Zach more offensive than people that have been kicked off for saying other things or for fighting. Like, I think Zach should not, I think Zach's like blatant misogyny and horrible attitude towards people and women should have him banned from the challenge. I think he's awful. And I think the way he treats her is almost abusive.
It's a lot,
Pam.
That's a bold take.
It's abuse. We're watching abuse.
We do have to move on, guys. We do have to move on because it's our Shut Up Josh moment of the night, brought to you by Pam. We have the bar scene. There's a big fight there. I'm assuming the moment involves that somehow, Pam.
And actually, the Shut Up moment came sooner than this. Shut Up Josh emerged tonight when he was saying how Swaggy screwed up and now he has to take two for the team. Like he made it like to me. And now I've got to get two puzzle pieces because Swaggy screwed up so bad. It's like, I don't know that it falls on you, Josh, necessarily. And I also don't think he was like, I felt like Josh was saying, like, I feel personally victimized by Swaggy. It was just
Josh is a really good swimmer, though. I'm surprised he even complained about it, though. I think he's a really good swimmer.
Took time away from their challenge, though, because he had to come out, go back into the water, and then fetch the piece.
But that's the time that's where I want to see a competitor not complain about it, but step it up and just say, I'm sorry, I know this is weird.
And
but
also,
just say, hey, I got this.
Half the teams only had four people anyway, so people had to get them twice. So what you whining about, Josh?
That's very true.
Like,
man.
What is he? Yeah, like,
that's
quit
true.
Whining.
Damn.
Some of the teams didn't even have five people.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
That is the show,
like,
Josh.
Like, I had to get two pieces. Like, So did half of every other team. He's just such a whiner, and he turns things into, we've seen him do this. I don't like his gameplay. We've seen him do this season upon season upon season, where he'll feel threatened by somebody and then start to turn everything, whether in his head or whether he believes it or it's pretend, that everything they're doing is against him. Like he did it with Polly and Kara, and he... my Kara mention of the night.
Is Josh a hypocrite, though? Because that's why they get into a fight at the bar, him and Swaggy. I don't think Josh is really a hypocrite, though. I think he usually sticks to what he believes, and he doesn't switch sides on people and try to screw people over in that way. Like, he doesn't like Wes. He's going to not keep not liking Wes. He's not going to jump on the Wes bandwagon. At least he hasn't yet.
But he turned on Swaggy for no reason. I don't understand.
Because he thinks Swaggy turned on him first.
But why?
Josh can't get mad at that, though.
Josh said he had the big brother thing with Swaggy, and then Swaggy was doing the whole thing behind his back with Wes. That's why Josh.
But they didn't vote Josh
in. That's Swaggy's game.
What does he care? Yeah. They voted Baron. Right. Why was Josh so furious that Baron went home?
Why was Josh called a hypocrite? That's all I asked. Why was Josh?
Because I think he's.
Okay, so Josh is called a hypocrite because he's saying, Swaggy, you flipped on me, but meanwhile, he flipped on him.
Yeah, I think it was the most playground challenge fight. I mean, they're newer to the show, but this is like a fight that's been a broken record being done 100 times in challenge history, where it's like, you're the hypocrite. No, you are. You're the fakest in the house. No, you are. It's like, okay, we've heard this before. But then it gets really good. And to counter your shut up, Josh, I was like, yes, continue, Josh. When he was like, why are you next to me? Why are you next to me?
Why are you next to me?
And Josh gives no
whatsoever.
He gives
I was like,
no
I'm pocketing. I'm pocketing that phrase, and now it's like if someone's pissed me off, just me? Why are you next to me? Why are you next to me?
But the other thing that was hilarious about Josh's temper tantrum was that it even Bailey and Swaggy, even after Josh like jumped on the bar and started screaming, both of them were so calm. Like no one was. They were saying, okay, well, I think you're a hypocrite because X, Y, and Z. And Josh threw a drink on him and jumped on the bar. Like
I was hoping the coyote soundtrack,
was going to
start up when he jumped on, but it didn't, unfortunately.
I think throwing a drink is so dirty for somebody who can't counter that. You know he can't throw fists at you now.
Dirty
you
move.
Know
that's so lame.
That was a low blow.
We can't do anything to now come back at your actions. So now you get the first blow and the only blow because now security's here. So it's just kind of like, throwing your drink. Yeah.
What's worse, spitting or throwing a drink? Probably spitting, right?
Spitting.
At least he didn't do that.
Spitting is worse.
Wait, can we talk about how cool that bar was? I loved that bar. It was like
it's called Nibi. If you want to visit it, it's called Nibi.
It looks
neat. How did you find that out, Dan?
It's like the Star Wars.
It said it on those signs, so I write stuff down in case it gets brought up. And look, Jenna brought it up, so I
loved
prepared.
It.
It's good to be prepared.
It was weird because some people are in winter jackets with hoods up, and then some people are in tank tops.
Rogan was representing GOT again tonight, Game of Thrones. So
he wants to be a Stark. He knows. Yeah.
The tribunal, they vote in Kayla, Jenna, Melissa, and Jenny. I kind of want to fly through this, guys, because Purgatory was so good. So they all get nothing really happens. I really didn't think anything happened good there.
One thing happens is that Corey loves being the godfather here. And giggling in my seat because he was like, all right, what are you going to do for me? To every single person.
Yeah,
he was loving that power.
They showed a flashback of Jen Lee. So I liked the tribunal for that reason. Probably. That's
I think it's telling that Nani was willing to that Nani ostensibly adiosed her alliance tonight. Like Nani said bye to her.
Nani was over it, and I don't blame her
either. It's clear at this point that Kayla seems like Bear. I think Kayla was just bummed that she didn't have anyone to hang out with and was over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other conspiracy, if you guys want to hear that conspiracy.
Okay.
She purposely put herself in, not against Anissa, but against Casey, who she would have a better chance of losing to in theory, so she could go home and be with Bear. She wanted to go in. She didn't care if she won or lost, same as Jenna.
She did go visit him after, so.
Yeah, and as much as Nani loves them as people to girls that are wanting to go be with their boyfriends are not great alliances if you really want to win. If Nani wants this to be her season to actually get to a final, two people that are not that into being there are not the people you want on your team. And she seems to be getting closer with Anissa and Casey, who are better. That's my feeling is Nani is trying to move the alliance to Nani, Anissa, and Casey, which is a stronger alliance for her game.
I do think it's interesting that she wanted to go against Casey because she thinks Casey is tougher. But at that point, you're already saying you want to go in. You might as well solidify that you're getting a red skull. So is it that you think
Kayla
Casey's tougher? Yeah.
Kayla, oh, I think she wanted to go home and she wouldn't be as embarrassed to lose to She has a record of beating Anissa.
Pam is jumping on the conspiracy wagon.
I
love
that. Would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, and Casey's a fierce competitor. So
if you've already been,
then you would feel like, oh, I could beat her. No, she didn't want to win. She wanted to lose with dignity.
Nice. And Kayla didn't do that great during the elimination. She had like a lot of balls left.
Yeah. Let's jump right into purgatory from that, Benny. I love that. It's called Dumpster Ball. I'm just kidding. It's called Bombs Away. It looked like a dumpster to me. They have to unload bombs. And I thought, wouldn't it be better if they had to load them back in their opponents? But that wouldn't make sense.
They
would have been too tired. And they one person finish before the other. It doesn't really work. But it would have been – they were already dead. But whatever.
No, that would have been so much better. Or shovel them out and then pick it up and then have to go to a different dumpster on your competitor's dumpster.
Sure.
The more you get before time's up.
There you go. I love it.
We should have done that.
Or the detonation could have been a little more something.
Make it something.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have to do something to detonate it, not just like it's over, pull a string.
Make it something or just let them bang that cowbell thing. I love when they hit that cowbell thing. I don't need the blow up. Give me the cowbell.
But you know, if Nelson or Corey got to the detonator, they'd be like, okay, like, what's the passcode? How many times do I have to clap? Do I knock three times? Bang it twice. They would be like, all right, it's done. Just expecting it to blow up.
Yeah, I thought it was a great elimination. It was one of those no thinking, just doing. There's nothing to think about. Yeah there's some that weigh more than others, but were they just bigger? Like, how did you know which ones were heavier? Were they labeled?
I don't know.
I think some were bigger than the others.
Bigger. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
I don't know either.
You were just dumping balls. And I love it. And David, too bad he's not here tonight, would have loved this because that is a workout.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is a workout.
Mm-hmm. It's strength and endurance way harder than you would think. I was definitely into it and I was really excited to watch it. I love that like a girl's elimination day, you know, it's like, let's hear it for the girls. Let's go. But Casey's was a complete ass kicking that it was almost like,
were you guys rooting for any of these girls? Like, I mean, I know Benny was rooting for Jenna.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Like,
I was rooting for Casey and Anissa. I was rooting for the winner.
I'm not going to lie. I was also rooting for Kayla. I wanted Kayla to win, but
I did not want Kayla to win. But I didn't think – I want to see more of Casey, first of all. As soon as Kayla volunteered herself, I figured she was over it. And I like Casey. I'm excited for you guys to see that didn't watch her Big Brothers here. She's an amazing competitor. I liked discovering that tonight, like, whoa, she should be on my radar. She smoked that purgatory because Casey's really good. And I don't know that she's shown off individually this season yet. So I'm excited to see more of what she can do.
I guess I'm happy.
All too easy for her too.
Jenna look like she was just chucking those out. It was watching Jenna, I guess eventually she burned out at the end, but watching her throw them, I was like, she is not getting
stuck. I feel like you lose pace for 1 second. She was on such a good rhythm. She kept such a good pace that entire time. And of course, it's probably selective editing as well. But I feel like once she started to take that extra second every time, that's when Anissa started to gain momentum. And Anissa came back. She came, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And Jenna did the opposite. And Anissa really kicked ass when it mattered at the long haul at the end. I was super impressed by Anissa. I'm really proud of her.
If I had to
say I was rooting for someone, I'd say I guess I was rooting for Anissa just because I think she goes from like back and forth so much for being like she's a good competitor to like she's awful. So I'm happy to see her win against someone that people think is a beast. So what are you going to say about Anissa now? She just took out the Barbie beast.
True.
I know it was only by seven, but she still won by seven. Bomb.
Yeah.
In an elimination that as soon as it was said, I was like, oh, Jenna's going to handle this. It's Jenna's
I thought
game.
So too.
Well, this season continues to prove it's all about the underdogs, because here you have Anissa going against Jenna. Yeah, Jenna is considered an underdog, but against Anissa, Jenna is considered the beast, and Anissa is considered the underdog.
Jenna,
I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought Jenna was going to take that away. Same with Kayla going against KC. KC's the rookie. Kayla's been doing this for however many years, and KC throws it out the bag. So literally almost every single person, with the exception of Jenny, who has gone into elimination, has been an underdog and has won the
I think there's been a lot of toss-ups too, though, because I'd say that Tori and Jenna was a toss-up.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any – I think they were both strong competitors. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a really good example of where it really comes down to who wants it more and heart. And when Anissa really didn't want to lose. And I think when she saw that she was, she kicked it into high gear.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on Purgatory? Because we've got about 5 minutes left for my game, and I think you guys are going to love it.
Game.
All right. The game tonight, guys, is fact or fiction. I've got 10 facts or non-facts, and all you have to do is shout out if it's a fact or if I completely made it up, because I just made up five.
Fine.
And I might have not made up five.
Oh God, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Just answer with your name. Just say your name out loud, and then tell me if it's fact or fiction. Because I just don't want to have fact or fiction. Just say your name, and then you get one guess, and then obviously the answer. You have to get it right or wrong, because everyone else is gonna know the answer.
Okay.
It's only a 50-50 shot.
This is exciting.
All right, here's my first fact or fiction. Bananas got his nickname in college from his friends because they always thought he was acting crazy, pulling pranks, aka acting bananas.
Benny, fiction.
Yeah, Benny. That's fiction. It's actually true.
Oh.
I was with you, Benny. Question. That sounded like something Lake Dan made
up. Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm not going to say that. So now that you say that, because I remember there was like this thing they showed years ago where some of the cast members were talking about how he got his name. I'm not going to say it because it's kind of inappropriate, but
I thought it was. Maybe he has a big banana hammock. Is that probably the other reason he got
no.
it? No. Oh, well, then I'm just throwing out conspiracies. Number two.
Credit, what's his real last name?
Valencia or something.
Something with
Valencia.
Venezuela. Starts with a D. Number two.
Carmaria or something.
Yeah. Cara Maria's grandmother calls her Cara Bear because of her love for her stuffed teddy bear as a child.
True, Jenna. I feel like you couldn't have made that up. It's too bizarre.
I think I heard Jenna. I think you rang in first.
Sorry,
though.
I did.
It's okay. Jenna, is it
fiction? Because it's making me laugh so hard. You made that shit up. I know you did.
Hey, Jenna, guess what? I did make that shit up.
You made that up.
Wake Dan,
because she loves her teddy bear so much.
Well, she loves her horse. I feel like she loves a teddy bear.
True, so true.
TJ Lavin once said that Brandon from Rivals 3 was the worst quitter he's ever seen on a challenge.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Fact.
That is true.
Ooh, Jenna.
I remember that.
Watch out. It is. Number four, it is rumored that Rivals 4 may be the next season of The Challenge, season 36.
Benny.
Pam!
Yeah.
Benny. Fiction.
That is fake.
Oh, I wish it was
fake.
True.
I made it up.
Good.
That's what I wanted to be.
Sneaky Dan. Yeah.
They've never done like a four. They've never gone like a fourth time in this show, so I'm like,
they should.
The producers are gonna watch this, Benny, and be like, you know what, that Dan guy, we're gonna do a
and Jenna, five, the game maker.
Wes spent a year studying in New Orleans, helping a close friend with his startup company before starting his own in Kansas City.
Pam.
Who?
Pam.
Yes.
False.
That is false.
You wouldn't help someone set up their own business before you set up. That's just illogical.
Look, I'm just making up BS here.
Okay.
The Challenge premiered on June 1st, 19...
Oh, you... Oh. I love. Okay. Yeah.
I'm good. Right. Okay.
Okay.
The challenge premiered on June 1st, 1998.
Benny.
Yeah, Benny.
True.
That is true, Benny.
Oh.
That's a true statement. Zach and Jenna have a pit bull named Bocce.
True.
Jenna.
Sorry, Benny.
Benny, I'll give it to you just because I knew you'd like that one because it was pretty girl.
He didn't answer it.
He said it. He said true. He
oh,
said
true. I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Like Joey from Friends, Polly said his favorite food was also sandwiches.
Jenna. Fiction.
Yeah, I made that up, Jenna. I wanted a Friends reference. I love the TV show Friends. I wanted a reference.
Sandwiches and bears.
Laurel has three cats.
Jenna.
False. Pam, false.
Yes, Jenna.
Fact.
That is false, Jenna. I made that up.
I don't know.
Cam is originally from New Jersey.
Jenna.
Cam.
Fact.
Yes, Jenna.
Toy.
That is. Yes, Jenna. That is a fact. Last. Oh, that's it. I had a. Nah, I won't do my bonus. My bonus is hilarious, though.
Do it.
Do your bonus.
Do it.
My bonus was for our special guest, Marie. Marie has a younger sister named Christy.
She does have a younger sister. I don't know her name.
I would, Jenna.
I'll say.
I don't know.
I would say fact.
It is a fact. But Jenna, you won. Congratulations, Jenna, with the big ring.
Woo, Jenna.
Next time you're going down.
Guys, that's
for
all
you, gross.
That's unfortunately all the time we have for tonight. So let's throw out some handles. Benny, what's your handle, man?
Yeah, you guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
Pam.
And you can find me at all social media at Pamela Gross Jill. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. Woo!
Benny, you have such a proper, like, prep school name. I feel like you should be, like, president or something.
Very presidential, right?
Yes. Very presidential,
Senator
Benny J.
Benjamin J. Adams.
Benny J. Adams. I am Jenna _ Bussier.
No, we can't follow anywhere. No? Okay.
Twitter.
Great. My name is Danny B. Lindgren. Oh, hit me up on
Inbox
Boys.
It's not
TikTok. I know. I was trying something. Nice. Hey, guys, have a great night. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Later, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.